Hello there, it's Tuesday, October 25th. I'm Ben Robinson with your latest daily update of the week from Suffolk News. First on today's podcast, a man has died following a crash involving a lorry and a bicycle near Felixstowe. Police were called to the High Street in Walton at 2:20 p.m. after reports of a collision yesterday. The cyclist, a man in his 70s, was pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone who may have witnessed the crash is asked to contact Suffolk Police. Tributes have poured in after a presenter who hosted a Suffolk radio show died whilst on air yesterday. Tim Gough, presenter for Gen X Radio Suffolk, died of a suspected heart attack yesterday morning while presenting his programme at his home in Lackford. Gen X Radio Suffolk said, "Tim was doing what he loved." A number of other tributes have been paid to the 55-year-old. Tributes have also been paid to a former Suffolk head teacher who tried to give his pupils the best start to life. Peter Fletcher was a well-known figure in primary school education for more than 25 years in the Haverhill area. Mr. Fletcher was a head teacher at a number of schools across the Suffolk, including Place Farm Academy in Haverhill from 1987 to 2001. He lived near Bury St Edmunds and spent his final years in Haverhill at Cleves Place Care Home as he suffered from Alzheimer's and vascular dementia. His funeral will take place on November 3rd. There is an end in sight to roadworks which have caused havoc for Suffolk residents. Residents in Lakenheath voiced their frustration last month when they found out that the B112 would be closed for 61 days due to drainage works. However, Suffolk Highways has confirmed the works will end on November 9th, 2 weeks earlier than planned. Also on the website today, we have the news of a pizza takeaway which looks set to open in a Suffolk town, as well as the news of a discount store opening in Newmarket. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Plus you can subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.